Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 12. We continue today to speak about the purpose and the application of the laying on of the hands. And as we yield ourselves to God, finally we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we believe first, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life, start to sanctify us, for our Lord is not only the one who saved us, but the one who sanctifies us. And our Lord is also the one who will fill us with the Holy Spirit. And there is a great purpose of the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. The Holy Spirit again is God, and when God is there, there is life, there is salvation, there is healing, and there is also ministry and good work of God that will last forever. Amen. And just before we start to pray, Lord, thank you for your word that you always send us on time. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that you give us. God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that's been filling us and in our midst and working great things in our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus you take this word of yours and make it come through each and everyone's lives in the name of Jesus. To those who are listening here, Lord, to all the rest of our churches in Abu Dhabi and also Bahrain, Oman, in Kenya and Malawi, oh Lord, in also Indonesia, Philippines, India, and Kuwait, Australia, also Brazil, and the rest of the places that you are reaching in Sierra Leone. I pray for breakthrough in the Spirit. I pray for people to get saved, people to surrender their life and will unto you in full. I pray anoint my lips, oh God, as I speak your word. I pray for your grace. Shall this be prayed, oh God. I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you with us, to spread your word, that your will be done in our lives and in our name. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. That's our prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I just use the scripture to open up this part of laying on of the hands. Because what you see in verse 1, Acts 12, verse 1 to 3. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also, then were the days of unleavened bread. You know, the word when he say Herod stretch forth his hand. You know, devil will try to always stretch forth his hands with the sickness, with the trials, with the problems. And especially when you see that you are persevering, he try all what he can to bring disturbance and trouble into your life. You see here the term that the Holy Spirit used, the Holy Ghost used to vex. Vex is to disturb. Because ultimately, whatever devil is using, he cannot do more than vexing and disturbing. He cannot stop the work of God. He cannot destroy God's church. He cannot do anything with the people who belong to God. And whatever he do, that will promote and still let the word of God spread. Here, John was 53rd, and also Peter was arrested. But let us be also more discerning. We know that the evil spirit will work against the church, and God give us the laying on of their hands. Devil will put his hand to cause sickness, but God give us hands to bring healing, and also hands to anoint, hands to commission, hands to impart the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who are in need for it to go forward and do the ministry of God. We will move through the scripture to understand how we can apply the ring on of the hands in a proper way. We need to be careful how to apply it. In Acts chapter 8, we have read in this before that how Philip went to Samaria and he preached the good news, and people, they came to Christ, and the apostle heard that there was a great joy in the city, the miracle had been done, evil spirit had been cast out. The apostles went there, and when they reached there, they prayed for them because they have not yet received the Holy Ghost. And when they prayed, they laid hand on them and they received the Holy Ghost. In verse 17, say, then laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that, through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, they offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. So here, when Simon, he was firstly converted, was not a true conversion, even he was water baptized. He wanted to give money so that he will receive the gift, that when he lay his hands on people, they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that we understand there are people around us, maybe in our midst, maybe not now, maybe in the future, they have a wrong motive, a wrong understanding what is God, the Holy Spirit. And we need to be careful how to exercise the laying on of the hands. You see here, Apostle Peter did not lay his hand, Apostle John and Peter did not lay his hand on Simon, because they understand that he has a wrong way of life. So here, God give us the laying on of the hands to use them in a proper way to combat the work of the devil. So we need to be careful how to apply them. There are certain times we should not lay on our hands. We should correct them. We should rebuke. Let's read what they told him in verse 20 onward. Up to verse 24. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast sought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God that perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which he hath spoken come upon you. So here's the point that this man is correcting his heart was not right with God. Now this argument is that will not allow the filling of the Holy Spirit, bitterness, wrong motive, wrong understanding. He is coming to the way, but he is not after Christ, after wonderful things, but not after the true word of God and non-willingness to live the life that God wants. He is just after the manifestations. Many people now in the body of Christ, they are after the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, but not after God himself and after his word. And we need to be very careful before we lay on our hands on such people and give them ministry and consider them part with us in this apostolic ministry. That cause, that leads us to be more discerning people. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, and verse 22, First Timothy 5:22, Apostle Paul says to Timothy and even to us, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. He says, don't lay your hands suddenly, without discretion, without knowing what you are doing. You don't know the person, you don't know him. His life, and we need to be careful of that. He said, don't share with the sin of the people. Don't share, don't be partaker of other men's sins. If they have wrong motives and we go along with them and lay hands on them and consider them partners with us, we are sharing with them sin, and their guilt also. He says, keep yourself pure, so that we need to be very careful whom we entrust and whom we give ministry. I mean it, even in the past, the things that happen in laying on hands on people who are not committed to Christ, that should be not be done again. Amen? Yeah. We should have the right use of the gift of the Holy Spirit. To be entrusted with to people who are obedient to the way of God and the way of faith that we come to know from the scriptures and the revealing of the Holy Spirit. Let's move now to Book of Acts chapter 6. We see another application for the laying on of the hands. In Acts chapter 6, and I will read from verse 1 to verse 7. There's a story that the church was facing difficulties in administration of the food supply to the all members. And they were raising a problem that the widows, did not certain widows of certain Jews, they were not receiving what is allowed to them of food. And the apostles were the responsible people to check that everyone had received the allotted amount of food. They were collecting all the tithes and offering and the first and whatever, and they were using them to supply the rest of the needs of the church. So when that problem raised up, there was a proposal by Apostle Peter. He said, find 7 men and we will pray for them and lay hands on them and we will give them the responsibility. Let's read that. Let us learn about the principles of laying on of the hands. And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Gentiles, murmuring of the Galatians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily administration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy, and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now here we understand here, what is the principle that the apostle has put forward about the people who are, they need to find out, and they will be entrusted with the ministry. They were first honest report. They have honest report. Everyone knows about them. They are honest and full of the Holy Ghost. They are filled with the Holy Spirit and with their wisdom in order to do that business of looking for the food and looking of the honest distribution of the food. They did not, the apostles did not ask those people, they know how to cook, didn't they? They did not ask about, they did not ask if they are good in the marketing. What I want to say here, the apostles never depend on people's talents in order to run the church ministry. They were depending that they are filled with the Holy Ghost, and whom they choose. They choose Stephen was man full of faith and of the, and also of the Holy Spirit. And we know Stephen, that he is the one who preached to the crowd of Jews, and finally he was stoned in Acts chapter 7, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 6 and Acts chapter 7, we read about his story and how he understood. He was laid hand by the apostles to do the ministry of administration of the food, but the purpose of God was beyond that. That's why the apostles, they said, oh, we want somebody who has honest report and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not only to take care of the table, but he is able to preach and speak the word of God with the direction and influence and the reign of the Holy Spirit over his life. You see, in Acts chapter 6, when they lay hands on the 7, we have the report of Stephen and the report of Philip. Stephen, Acts 6 and 7, he did marvelous work. Philip did a marvelous work in Samaria in Acts chapter 8. That came after the laying on of the hands of the apostles. So here, we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit, even administrative provinces in our church and ministry. It is an opening way of God to understand the church. When in Acts 12, Herod, he stretched forth his hand to bless the church. The church was ready before hand to deal with the work of Satan. Previously in Acts 6, the church was suspended through the laying on of the hands. Instead of the word of God was preached, more disciples and priests, those who are hard to be won to Christ, they came to the Lord after the church used the gift of the laying on of the hands. We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit of what he needs us to do today. The church, what he did in Acts 6, had prepared the church to stand and had also prepared the church to the more infamous of the persecution. The first great level of the persecution was happened in Acts 8 when they stoned Stephen, and at his death, Saul was guarding the clothes of those who stoned him. So the church was prepared for persecution when the apostles laid their hands. In Acts 9, there is another story of laying on of hands on Saul. And then there's a very interesting story of how God reached people and what the church needs to do in the matter of laying on of the hand and laying hands on people of the right and in the will of God. You know, in Acts 9, when when Saul was getting letters from the high priest from Jerusalem, and he went to Damascus to arrest the brethren, the disciples of Jesus, while he is on the way, the priest, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what about must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. You see here, that is how God revealed himself to him. He was blinded. He went to Damascus because God doesn't go there. And he was 3 days and 3 nights without food. Now let's see the next movement of God, how he is reaching Saul. And let us learn. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. So the vision of God to Ananias, he told him, there's a man, and that man, he is praying, he is, and he gave him the place. And that man also has seen a vision that a man, and he gave him the name of the man also. And he told him that the man is named Ananias, that God has revealed a vision to Saul, that a man is named Ananias will come and will lay hands on you that you will receive your upset, and after he gives him the vision to Saul, the Lord gives vision to Ananias. He told him, a man, I have seen a vision that a man named Ananias will go to him and he will lay hand on him. You know, let's read what was the answer of Ananias to the Lord. Verse 13. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And the first response of Ananias, he was shocked that God sent him to that man. You see here, the laying on of the hands should be directed by the Holy Ghost. In a certain time, we depend on the external appearance of the people. And depending on the external appearance of the people, we will lay hands on wrong people, but we are going to miss the right people that God wants us to lay our hands on. The best guide is to hear the voice of God, or to be completed by the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit, that you need to anoint that person for that particular thing. Now, in the understanding of Ananias, this is a criminal. Lord, I have heard a bad report about him. He is coming to Damascus to arrest people. And the Lord, because he is telling him, can you excuse me? Can you think about it? Are you sure what you are speaking? This man is a very bad person. But in verse 14, and here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on the name. He told him that he has authority from the chief priest. They will arrest those who call on your name. In verse 15, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. You see here, God needs to reveal himself in a vision to Ananias so that to be convinced that he had called Saul. Now, certain time, you know, we think and the people think and behave in the wrong way toward God and toward his church and toward the ministry. Now, I may say this proposal. Why God needs Ananias to go? Why God cannot reveal himself to Saul, and he can fill him with the Holy Spirit, and he can fill the gospel, right? He can do it. He does not need all these things to shortcut every thing. You know, God works on earth through principles. God works on earth through his church. And God wants first people to be accountable to him through his church. And second, God wants the people of his church to be accountable to God to deal with the people that he's bringing from outside. So accountability from both sides. That Saul needs to repent, be accountable to the body of Christ that he was persecuting. In addition, Ananias needs to be accountable to God by handling and dealing with the situation and people and criminals whom God wants to bring inside the body of Christ. Ananias would say, Lord, send somebody else. Why me? Why I need to take the risk? No, we need to move where God wants us to move. And very beautifully, that Ananias should go to lay his hand on Saul so that he will receive his touch and he will be filled with the Holy Ghost and he will be baptized, water baptism through Ananias. The church is a human and plus God. And that is in the scripture. God does not want to pay. We have body, and God won't use his body so that he will lay hand on people. They will have people like cured to stretch for their hand and beg. And God has people on earth who stretch their hands and bless the world with the Holy Ghost and the work of God. We should understand and develop the deep understanding. What is the laying on of the hand? The Lord told him, he will be my instrument. Ananias was a man of understanding. We can read about him in Acts 22. And after he met with Paul, no more mention about him. But what he did give us clear understanding of how God will expand his church. He told this my instrument to the Gentiles. Now the church is not yet in the, they were in Samaria. There is, I think, not yet they had reached to Antioch, where the Gentiles. God wants to expand his church and see the alertness of Ananias and his obedience to the work of God. Certain times God will speak to us certain things, and we will not hearken to him. We will not respond. We will delay. But we don't know that God has given us keys and the blessing that his church will be expanding. But I want to say here, if you hear the voice, move. If you don't hear the voice, never move and do amiss. But when you hear the voice, go forward and do the work that God wants you to do. Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, has sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled, and he received sight forthwith, and rose and was baptized. You see here how the great work of God. God has the principles. He wants to teach us. He wants to teach his church. When Ananias moved, his hands was used by God to bring healing, and Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was water baptized, and he was sent to the Gentiles to preach the word of God. He was filled with the Holy Ghost even before he was water baptized. You see how when we obey the word of God, when we obey the word of the Lord, God will do marvelous things in our midst and in our midst. And in Acts chapter 19, God always sends us teaching that church needs today. Every message I preach, to tell you the truth, I cannot see exactly what God is doing, but I have full trust in God that the word that he gives, as I obey and I deliver it, there are certain things God is preparing and doing good things for his church. It may not appear at once, but I am sure it is there, and later on we can see clearly. In Acts chapter 19, And speak about Paul himself now laying his hands on disciples in Ephesus. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper court, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as here, when there will be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is one Christ Jesus. When they hear this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. See here, he made disciples who were baptized with John baptism, that is baptism of repentance. And now Paul needs to re-baptize them again. Paul baptized them with water in the name of Jesus. The meaning of baptism in the name of Jesus is baptism according to what Jesus commanded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, when he said, Go and teach all people, all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And when he baptized them with water, he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost by starting to prophesy, and they start to speak with tongues. We need to exercise this gift, laying on of the hands, this office in a proper way. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. What Paul said to Timothy, he told him, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the priest. He said to him, neglect not the gift of the Holy Ghost that was given to you by prophecy and by the laying hand of the elders of the church. He is telling Timothy that people told you what God wants you to do, and that's the prophecy. And they lay hands on you and they pray for you to receive that gift, and you have received it, Timothy. Neglect not the Holy Ghost gift that you have received for the ministry and the service of the Lord. He's reminding him. As if, you know, he was negligent, maybe, or he was not being in certain time of trials and hardship. It makes us having fear and discouragement. And we will think all over again whether the Holy Ghost, the gift that we have and receive, can help, or sometimes even we forget to think about that we have gift. We neglect it, we forget it. But that's what God has given us to overcome the difficulties and trials. That's why today God is reminding us not to neglect the gift of the Holy Ghost that we have received from God through His church by certain people laying their hands on us. And furthermore, Paul reminding Timothy about the gift that he received by the laying on of the hands in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 6 and 7. God wants us today to remember. He put us in remembrance of the gift of the Holy Ghost that we received before. He wants us to use them today mightily to combat all the power of darkness. 1 Timothy chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. He told him, I put you in remembrance that you should stir up the gift of God which is in you by putting one of my hands. You know that Timothy was in a church. The elders of the church, they lay hands on him, and they are the ones who recommend him to be taken by Paul. So now he reminds him to stir up the gift that I myself, when I lay my hands on you, you have received it. And he explained to him. Certain things you may understand why he reminds him again. For God does not give us the spirit of fear. Possibly Timothy was introverted, or certain fears come on him because of certain pressure from the devil while he was serving the Lord. You know, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but God gives us the spirit of power and love and sound mind. These are the three we should not forget. The Holy Spirit is God, and He is the power that today I need. Power to heal, power to provide, power to solve, power to convince, power to fight, power to deal with everything that I cannot manage today and beyond my capacity. There are certain things God expected from me to do, but beyond what I can, there is the Holy Ghost, who is the power of God, working in my life, working in the life of His church to achieve the things that God wants. Not only this, the Holy Ghost is power and is also love. Not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love. We should be full of love. Love willing to give. Love willing to sacrifice. Love is not only willing to suffer, listen to this. Love is willing to re-suffer again for the sake of Christ. Certain times, the church is introvert, does not like to give love because of the previous suffering. God wants us today to allow the Holy Ghost to work again. It's a power. And also, as we are willing to love, God's love will also consume us. And not only that, it is the sound mind. We should have a sound mind. The Holy Ghost, when we allow Him to walk in our life, He will give us the wisdom that surpasses all understanding. Today we are reminded not to neglect. Amen. Not to lay hand in haste. Today reminded to stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today we are reminded that before tragedies would happen, God had prepared His church. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Here am I today. I am willing to strip off the gift of the Holy Ghost. I am reminded, O God, today, the gift I received to serve and save your church and save your people, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. I pray, Lord, as we stand, O God, in your presence. Fill us. Fill us with your Holy Ghost, O God. That the power of love, the power of sun rain, the Holy Ghost will enable us to serve you. Hold us, O God. I am willing, O Lord, to move forward, to deal with people whom you have prepared, like Saul, the criminal. O God, I am willing to go and do the work of yours. I am willing to obey. Tell God, I am willing to obey. I am willing to be directed by you. I will not put off your voice to me, but I will serve you. Lord, hear our prayer. Refill us. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for healing. I pray for wonders and miracles, not only here, but for all the congregation and churches that the part of this ministry and all over the world, O God, and to the other bodies of Christ, O God, and honor, in the name of Jesus, as we worship you, Lord, hear our prayers. We adore you. We worship you. As we worship you, Lord, let us worship.
To me.
Oh God, hear our prayer.
Let your wisdom rest in our lives. Let your wisdom give us the words in the hour that we need, O Lord, to stand before kings and rulers of this world.
Yes, O God.
You said, O Lord, that you would put your words into our mouths, O Lord. We are ready to speak your words to this world, O Lord. Let your power be manifest in us through our lives, O Lord. We are ready. We are ready, God. We are ready to go forth to serve you, Lord. We are your army. We are your army to fight against the wiles of the enemy.
Yes, O God.
Let no courage out of the wicked one get against us, for we come against it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We use the weapons
to fight
against him, O Lord.
Yes, O God.
Yes,
O Lord.
We are your people. We are your people. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we have your power to drive out demons, to deliver, to condemnation in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, worship you, Lord.
Yes, the Lord.
Yes, the Lord, yes, we worship you, Lord. Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord. As we serve you, God, as we spread your word, as we are filled with the Holy Ghost, with the gift you give us, with the power, we tremble over snake and scorpion, and no power of darkness from the enemy shall affect us. So God, I pray for the empowerment of all the workers, of all your servants. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for more doors, ministries, countries, nations, continents that we will reach. We will reach and reach, oh God. Those who have not yet heard your word, enable us and guide us and lead us, O God. O Lord, bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we may keep him. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.